Do you hear that? That's the sound of holiday joy at the Home Depot, where you can find everything you need to get ready for the holiday season, like all new festive outdoor decor. Spread more joy this season with holiday decor that is uniquely you, like our new 3.5-foot Santa and elf inflatable, each just $19.98. Available in-store and online. Oh, ho, ho. Get holiday ready right now at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All right, we're back, and we have Jan Porter here with us tonight, longtime pro-life activist, author, along with John McTurnan, also very pro-life activist and author out there with us tonight. And I've known you folks for a long, long time. And so here we're going to open the phone lines to take some calls. We're going to open the phone lines to take some calls at 888-677-9673. We're talking about the nightmare they call issue one. It is a nightmare, folks. Hosea 4 says, my people have destroyed, 4-6, they're destroyed for lack of knowledge. And that's why we're here tonight. But go ahead, Randy.
Yeah, I just wanted to inject one other point here, and that's that of the people that have the transgender surgery, within 5 years, one out of three of them commit suicide, and they don't tell that either.
Yes.
Well, it's even worse than that with abortion. You have these young girls that kill their babies are seven times more likely than their counterparts to commit suicide.
That's correct, and they commit suicide.
The Bible says the wages of sin is what?
Death.
Death. Yes. Absolutely. What do you think about that, Jan?
You know, I just want to interject, if there is someone listening that has bought that lie, that somehow God made a mistake and they're born in the wrong body, there's hope for change. There's a God that whose arm is not too short to save. And all you need, the shortest route to a transformation is repentance. Just say, you know what, God, I'm sorry. I made a series of wrong decisions, perhaps, and I'm asking you paid the price at the cross. You took my place for my sin, and I'm asking God that you would forgive me, whether it's having an abortion or whether it's believing the lie that somehow there's a mistake that was made in our gender. God's arm is not too short to save, and if you've had an abortion, God is able to forgive you. And you know, it was explained to me, I just told somebody on the phone today, that the thing about a warrior, let me just say this, there's a lot of people that are right now sitting in churches and they're wounded. And the way that a fly can kill an elephant, they asked me, how does a fly kill an elephant? And the answer is an open wound. He can get in, create infection, bring dirt and trauma, and the next thing you know, you've got a dead elephant. But what we've got to do is clean out the wound. And the way you do that is you repent and you plead the blood of Jesus that washes out all of the wounds that we have either self-inflicted or been inflicted on us. And God is able to restore. He is able to redeem. He is able to renew. Some of the strongest voices I've ever seen are those who have had abortions that are now being that voice for the voiceless.
That's true.
Yeah.
The phone lines are all going. They're all lit up. We're going to take some rapid calls very quick. Let's go to Clifford in New York. Hello, Clifford. You're in there.
Yeah, okay. I have a couple of scriptures and then two questions for Jan. First is Proverbs chapter 1, where it talks about do not follow their footsteps, refrain from following their footsteps.
That's describing communism. That's exactly this. Communism, Satanism, they're all of the same thing, and that's what they're referring to.
Right. And the other one is Psalm 55, verse 10. It says, day and night they're coming after you, David says. It's talking about the horrors, and these people are relentless. But here's my two questions. One is, I'm suspicious that some of these women that are getting the abortions are being drained of their blood. Not coming back from the abortions, because there was an article in Newsweek that about how these elite are looking for blood of young people to kind of as a way to get youth. You know, they're using the blood of young people, and I think this could be. I'm suspicious of that blood is, you know, there's 9 pints of blood in the average teenage girl, so I'm suspicious of that. And my other question for Jen is on gummies. That's something that's like Halloween candy. I have just heard of this year. It's the first time I heard of this. But it's basically very small, and somebody could use it in their house and their parents wouldn't know. And is this kind of another Venus flytrap thing where they're trying to get these young kids high and then take advantage of them, traffic them, prostitute
them? Okay, we have to kind of move on. Jen, you want to answer those?
Yeah.
Sure. Here's my take on this thing, that everything at the core is spiritual. All right? You want to know where this comes from? Look no further. This is straight out of hell. And so if you ever wonder, why is it that the abortion movement joins with the alphabet mafia, the LGBTQRSTDs, they join with those that favor child mutilation, they favor the trafficking issue, that this is where it comes from. And so, yeah, I remember back in the early days, and Pastor, you may be able to speak to this better than I have, that witches are involved in this. And remember, I'm trying to think, it was New Mexico. There was witches saying, we want this. This is part of our child sacrifice, part of human sacrifice.
Boy, can we tell you about that, John? Remember Toledo?
Oh, yeah, Pastor Ernie. A New Age, every type of New Age book and herb and incantation.
Not only that, John. Jen, I was asked to come to Toledo to speak when they were by eminent domain, they were going to build a baseball stadium and they were, the abortion mill had to be torn down. And so we went down there to speak, Pastor John and Luke and I, and the doors were open. They were moving out. And this was a huge abortion mill. So we went in there and you ought to see what they had. They had these tables, one after the other, after the other, after the other, and they had stations. Every station they had the herbs, they had the candles, the orange, the brown, and green candles. Then they had lesbian pornography. Every station was the same. And you know what else, John, Jan had? They had the NIV Bible at every station. So they were... This is what these witches had, and these witches had, you know, this is what I'm telling you. You had these pro-life ladies that went in there to try to witness to them, and these witches actually beat them with brooms. They beat them with their brooms. I'm not kidding.
Wow.
Yeah. And so, you know, witchcraft here is, today there are more witches. In fact, today this was just said, there's more witches in America than there are Presbyterians left.
I just heard that today.
Yeah.
And you got to realize they've all been trained.
They've
been reading the Harry Potter books from when they're young, and those aren't fake. That's not fantasy. Those are real spells. And it's an invitation to the enemy in your life. And so if you're a part of that, if you read that, if you think it was okay, I remember telling people in my family, you know, this is not good. This is what God says about witchcraft. This is an abomination. And they say, oh, it's just fun, and it gets kids to read. No, it's an invitation. It's a door open to the enemy that you need to close. So the first thing, of course, as we've talked with all of these, is you repent. You repent, you run to the cross, and that God will take that entryway to the enemy out. But that is behind this. I'm not gonna lie to you. There's people who are engaged in witchcraft that this is their offering. This is human sacrifice to them. And yeah, if you've seen the commercial that Mark Harrington put out, I put it out in my email this week about the number of women who've died from abortion. Pastor, you and I've stood outside of preterm with one of the victims who. The women who died, we had family members and others who stood and said, this is what's happening inside, and this would remove all protection, all the regulations, all of the, you know, saying that abortion mill must have admission into a hospital. So if something happens to this woman, they can go to the hospital and get treated. But guess what? This will remove every regulation, every single thing that protects women, including their right to know. Their right to know about the fetal development, the right to know about their the father of this child's responsibility financially and otherwise. It basically takes from women every single right they have concerning this issue and puts them at risk beyond where they've ever been before.
You're absolutely right. And again, like you said, this is right from the pit of hell. Let's go to Steve. Steve, you're in the air.
Hi, Pastor and everybody. Got a good program tonight. Hey, I want to make a really quick analogy. I just learned Kash Patel had his, he was on witness stand the other day. And when we hear things, this has to do with the language. People don't know what to vote, yes, no. So last time it was yes, this time it's no. And so that's the yes, no they're trying to confuse them with. But it had to do with Trump ordering 20,000. He put in an order for 20,000 for J6, for, for troops, National Guard. But if he put that through, I could have this wrong, but it's something like this. If he put that through under an insurrection, stating there can be an insurrection, or anywhere the word insurrection was used to the 20,000, they would be saying that he put that in there and they can link him to something. So it's the same thing going on with Trump, with all these things going on, how they're just trying to use the words and then they just twist it. And what's right is wrong, and what's wrong is right, and right is wrong.
I just got a text a few minutes ago from Jake Lang. He's the fellow who's been on January 6th, who's been spent 1,200 days in jail already, prison. And he's he wants to. We had him on here. We had his testimony the other night. He's wanting me. He's actually got. I don't know how he's doing it, but he's got it set up some way where he has a podcast, and he's asking me to come on his podcast.
From jail?
Yeah, and this is an amazing thing. But anyhow,
interesting when the.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Jan.
I was just going to say, the president, when he spoke yesterday in Houston, he called those J6 prisoners hostages.
You're right.
These are prisoners. He called them hostages, and he opened up the whole rally. If you missed it, he opened up the whole rally with the Star Spangled Banner. But it wasn't just any Star Spangled Banner. It was what the J6 hostages sing every night at 9 o'clock at night throughout the cell. You can hear them singing. I mean, I remember the first time I heard it, I just wept. They're singing the national anthem. They've actually also injected the president saying the Pledge of Allegiance, President Trump. And that's something that needs to be remedied. You know, I'm calling out to God every day, justice, justice, justice. We need justice. I mean, I think of those people who are right now being held hostage, those who've been mistreated, those who've lost their life. We need God to intervene. But he said there's a formula to do it. He said, if we want God to hear from heaven, if we want him to forgive our sin and heal our land, there's a checklist. You know it. It's to humble ourselves. It's to pray. It's to seek his face and to turn from our wicked ways. You know, I got to tell you, that when we talk about the elections, you know, that's the verse you always hear, 2 Chronicles 7:14. But you want to know something? We actually did plant seeds of righteousness. We did turn from our wicked ways in the state of Ohio to the extent that we could. We passed these laws one after the other after the other. How do I know? I was there. And when we led the way on partial birth and the ban, when we introduced the heartbeat bill, when we took our parental notice all the way to the Supreme Court, I'm telling you something. That is I'm making the case to God. We did turn from our wicked ways. What we need to do now is we humble ourselves, we pray, we seek his face, and we vote. And we get our pastors to obey God in this. Right now, there's a decision being made. Is your church going to be a sheep church, or is it going to be a goat church? Are you going to stand with God, or are you going to bow to the fear of men? Fear is God, and we can't. It's a false God, and we cannot bow to the false God of fear. Nor can we remain a prisoner of our comfort zone. We got to get out of it. We've got to realize, you know what? This time on earth that we have, it's very, very short. And if we can rise up, if the remnant can rise up, if pastors will have the courage this Sunday to speak out and say, vote no to the nightmare of issue one, vote no to the nightmare of issue two, guess what? We win. And I had a friend who had a dream. Here's the dream, Pastor, if you allow me to share it.
Go ahead, please.
It's going to give some hope. He said, I saw the state of Ohio. I mean, I asked this guy, what did you see? He said, I saw the state of Ohio, and it was barren. It was like a desert. He said, in the next scene I saw it, it was flourishing and green and like a jungle. He says, not like an oasis, but a statewide oasis. And a friend of mine says, well, how, let's figure out what this means. He says, how does a desert bloom? How does a desert flourish? And his answer was, the seeds are in the ground. In the desert, the seeds are in the ground. When the rains come, when the river comes, then those seeds can grow. And I'm going to tell you something. We in Ohio did plant those seeds of righteousness. We planted those seeds for life. And I believe that they're going to flourish, that God is going to give us that river of life. He's going to rain down from heaven and wash off the deception off people's eyes, and that they're going to rise up and they're going to say no to this nightmare. That is what I'm praying for. That is what I'm standing for. And I just hope that you join me if you're a pastor listening, and maybe you don't know what to say. Maybe you're not sure that how to go about to say no to the nightmare. It's like when you first evangelize, you feel awkward and you feel like, I'm not sure what to do and I'm not sure what to say. Well, guess what? I'd love to come. I'd love to come and get others to come to speak in your church for you. But just give us a call. Call the station and we'll line it up, because this is the moment. Your church is being judged whether you're going to be a sheep church or a goat church. Do not let this moment in history, the last moment, the last Sunday before this election, do not let it pass without obeying God.
Absolutely. Hey,
Pastor,
thank you.
Real quick, live backwards is evil. I hope people understand that one.
I hear you.
God bless you.
And you know what?
Thank you.
God says, whoa, that's judgment. Woe to those who call good evil and evil good. That's where we are right now. Judgment that is pending if we dare go along with that or remain silent during that.
You know, you're absolutely right. The opposition, you know, it's not like people think, well, this is a political thing. It's not. This is light against darkness. This is good against evil, okay? This is God and his people against Satan. When you're talking about sacrificing children, you're talking about Satan. This is right from the pit of hell, like you said. And there's no time for people to set back. It's now or never. And I can tell you this. In our church, Jan, if somebody was to stand up and say they voted yes on issue one, I would tell them, right now you come up here and you're going to ask for forgiveness. You're going to pray to God and ask God to forgive and ask the congregation, or you will be disfellowshipped right here and now. See, because we really believe the Word of God. I mean, I really do believe the Word of God. And this is a wicked and an evil thing, okay? It's a very, very wicked thing. And not only that, but, you know, the Lord Jesus, John, preached more on sins of omission than he did sins of commission. What you failed to do. And this is no time for us to fail God. No time. This is the time.
This is the time, Pastor Ernie, to run to the battle. This is the time to stand without hesitating. I mean, because what's left, Pastor Ernie? If this is lost, well, what's left to Ohio with this?
You're absolutely right. Let's go to Coach Dwayne. Coach, you're in the air.
God bless you, Pastor Sanders. God bless you, Jan. I really appreciate your stand on the cross and the blood. Randy, good evening. God bless you, and God bless you, John McTernan.
Thank you. Good to hear from you.
Thanks, Jan.
Thank you.
To hear you talk about the blood and the cross and the redemption, how God can heal that broken heart through repentance, it warms my heart. You know, you were talking about we have to get out and do our thing. Well, I'll make this real quick. Here at People's Baptist Church with Pastor Mark Valenti and us, we make a stand on issue one about abortion and homosexuality and drunkenness and fornication and getting high and cussing. We believe the book, the King James Bible. We preach it. Pastor Parks down in Beaver Creek, Ohio, the same way. And Pastor Ernie Sanders Church, the same way, with Hal Larson and Joe Larson, and I'm sure John McTernan and the rest. We make a stand. What we need, Jan, is we need more preachers to preach the book and believe what God calls sin. You agree with me?
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Well, I couldn't agree more. I think you said it all. That's it. That's it. We need the pastors to rise up, and we need the remnant to rise up with them. That's where we are right now.
There you go. Hey, God bless you. I love you. And, folks, let me tell you something. If you vote for issue one, you're guilty of the sins that are committed in the womb and in the homosexual community and destroying little boys and girls private. I wish I had a video that I would show on my TV show of the hideous operation of what they mutilate those kids. And Pastor Sanders, as I get off here, Tell the congregation and everyone not listening how people are, these young kids, teenagers, are going up to Canada because they can't deal with the pain to commit suicide. God bless you. I love you. Keep fighting the fight.
Absolutely. We actually have a clip about what is taking place right now in Canada, and it is not good. And it's a video, Jan, and where some of these so-called pediatricians now have turned from delivering babies to killing them. And in this video, it is really horrifying because you see this woman, so-called doctor, and she's holding this baby. She's got this, and she's got this smile and the look in her eye because she's going to kill this baby. She's telling, she's killed like 300 or something of them already, and how much she loves doing this. This is wickedness. I mean, wickedness to the bone. And
you know, things are so bad in Canada that you want a glimpse of where they want to take us. Look north, because in Canada, if there's someone that says, you know what, I would like to be delivered from this, I don't want to be a transgender, I don't want a life of homosexual drive, and if you were to pray for them, the person praying for them to be delivered would be criminalized. They would go to jail. You can't pray for people in church, in public, and they're setting people up right now trying to get them to catch them in this. This is how evil it is. This is where we're going if we don't stop and stand up and speak up. And Pastor, I know you got some phone calls going. I don't want to interfere with that.
Well, actually, they've been listening to you. They quit calling. The number is 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. I could play possibly a few minutes of that Canadian clip if you want to. Would you want to hear a few minutes of that?
If you'd like to, sure.
Okay, Josh, bring that up and let's play it until I tell you to cut it. Okay, it's coming up here in a minute. This is just amazing.
The Trudeau regime is expanding Canada's assisted suicide laws to include babies, allowing doctors to euthanize young children for profit. Canada's diabolical medical assistance in dying program, known as MAID, was sold to the people as a humane way to end the lives of elderly people with no quality of life who no longer wish to be a burden. But in reality, MAID is a eugenics death cult designed to depopulate society of citizens who are more useful to the government dead than alive. Klaus Schwab wasn't joking when he said he had completely penetrated the Canadian government, and the people of Canada were now under his control. Critics warn that an infant is not capable of making life and death decisions, meaning it can't consent to assisted dying as the Trudeau regime is claiming. Young children want to live, eat, play, and be held by their parents. They don't want to be told that they must die by ghouls like Dr. Louis Roy, who is advising the state-sanctioned eugenics program.
Third, minors from 14 to 7 years of age, nearly 18, the committee recommends, and the board of directors supports as well, that these minors could, with their tutors or parent, could make a request for MAID based on the level of persistent and intolerable suffering that they may experience and become unmanageable and senseless.
When should babies die, according to the Canadian government? When they are suffering from existential suffering or when they are very fragile?
You know, sliding into existential suffering or emptiness, are very fragile, whose physical abilities are so debilitated that the very fact that they're still alive becomes a real strain on them. So we feel that this is a topic that's a sensitive one, of course. People in general aren't quite sure how to approach this. We don't have a clear answer for these cases, but we would like to continue researching this with specialists and with Canadians in general.
Infants under 1 year can't possibly choose to die or request medical assistance, so the name doesn't exactly suit the situation. Instead of assistance in dying, infants will be murdered for the convenience of the parents and doctors who no longer want to deal with problematic babies. But it gets even worse. There are other even more disturbing reasons for this program being promoted. After this quick break, we will expose the real agenda of the globalist regime and why they are waging war on our children. The globalists are committing state-sanctioned infanticide, so the May death cult can exploit the selling of children's blood and organs to international VIP elites. Let us lay out the evidence for you. Quebec's College of Physicians proposal attempts to sound sensible by referring to babies who suffer from unbearable pain, with euthanasia approved by a doctor and consented to by both parents. Will this safeguard protect infants from ill-considered euthanasia decisions? Not necessarily. Consider Dr. Green, a maid enthusiast who's already euthanized over 300 Canadians, and she's not afraid to admit that she loves her job. She is pictured here holding an uncomfortable-looking infant. A CTV News profile of Dr. Green published in April last year couldn't be any creepier. When medical assistance in dying, dubbed MAID, became legal in Canada in 2016, Dr. Green was exhausted from 20 years of doing maternity work and was looking for a change. So she switched from beginning of life care to end of life care. One's a delivery in, one's a delivery out, said Dr. Green. They're similar in terms of they're both incredibly intimate moments. They're milestones in someone's life. They are intense. Dr. Green has helped some 300 people die in the last 5 years and says she doesn't feel burned out. Quite the opposite. Dr. Stephanie Green found her calling and she's not feeling burned out. Quite the opposite, in fact. And she admits to experiencing intense emotions administering euthanasia to her patients. What are the chances that doctors such as Dr. Green, who love the intense emotions they're experiencing while euthanizing people, would safeguard the lives of infants? You tell me. The infants euthanized by the likes of Dr. Stephanie Green are not considered valuable enough to live. However, they do have valuable...
Alrighty, that was what I was talking about. Taking a look at this woman, she's holding this baby. I think baby maybe 6 months old or a little bigger. And she's got this look, I'm going to kill this baby, see? And she's so happy about being able to kill the baby. This is...
Well, because giving birth, you know, helping them live is so exhausting.
Yeah. This is unbelievable. The who would have ever thought 20 years ago, if you'd have told me we would be at this point here, I knew things were going to be bad, but I didn't realize they were going to have what we have, the trans things, all of this wickedness, the woke movement. I mean, you talk about, but you're right, Jen, witchcraft is growing, it is spreading. I'm going to be preaching, Lord's willing, here this coming Sunday on a number, maybe even up to 100 prophecies of Scripture. I don't know if I'm going to get that far in the Bible that talks about the end times. So we're going to be talking about end times prophecy. Right now, we're living in real time, and all of these things are happening. So this is now when God has raised us up. So this is it. This is it. This is our time to run to this battle and fight, run a good race, fight the good fight, and hear those words, well done, my good and faithful servant. It's really now or never for the people out there listening, huh?
It is, and time is so very short. We've got to work while it's day. What we just heard, essentially, those are serial killers, and they think it's okay because it's been legitimized. Again, woe to those who call evil good. This is evil. Because, you know, giving birth and helping in the birthing process, that's exhausting. So let's just kill them all, and that's exhilarating. Where do you think that comes from? It's absolutely the spirit of death, and it comes from God, or it comes from the God of this world, which is to kill, steal, and destroy. It's from Satan. And we've got a battle on our hands. But guess what? Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world.
Absolutely.
You know what? With God, we can do all things. With God, all things are possible. Greater's, you know, we have what he has said we have, the keys to the kingdom, the authority, the power to stand against this, the powers, the principalities. This is where it is right now. And, you know, my organization is called Faith to Action. It begins on your knees, but then it ends on your feet. We've got to stand up and we've got to fight. We've got a couple of days left, 4 days before the election takes place. And I'm going to tell you something. Issue one is not a far cry from what we just heard. Issue one, abortion until birth, child mutilation, child trafficking, child prostitution. This is all within there. And I'm going to tell you something. If they're going to say, well, if the child makes the reproductive decisions, well, then they should be able to make decisions concerning, you know, their life and their death. And certainly someone should be able to assist them, and that they can assist them in mutilating their body, cutting off healthy body parts, sterilizing themselves. Then when, why not? Why not push them off the edge of the cliff? This is where it's come to. And again, this is not a stretch. We're not. I mean, I remember back in the 80s, Pastor, we'd sit around at the Ohio Right to Life meetings, and we'd talk about where this could go and what could happen. And we did. We talked about this, that this could be where it goes, like where we see in California. That, you know what, 28 days after birth, well, you know, we'll kill them then, because, you know, they might not be, you know, everything we want them to be. And it might be exhausting, you know, watching a kid. This is on the brink of that. This is right now on the precipice of full-scale licensing of serial killers, and that's what issue one would do. It would say, we're going to kill them. We're going to not going to tell the parents. We're going to give child the so-called right to make these decisions. You got to remember, the children cannot make these rights, these decisions, because they can't testify in court. We don't give them the keys to the car because they're children. And guess what? If a child undergoes a surgery of abortion without mom and dad knowing, guess who foots the bill if something goes wrong?
Absolutely. That's
and
right.
That's it. They're responsible but have no say.
Let's go out to New Jersey and take Leonard. Leonard, you're in the air.
Yes. I just want to bring up a couple points. Number one is, how is this issue one legal? Can you fight the fact that it's not even – how does it even get on the ballot?
Well, if it passes, it will become legal. Is they're amending our Constitution to make every kind of sin legal. That's what they're doing, okay? To make all these atrocious.
I know that.
Pardon?
I know that, but next thing you turn around, they're going to change two words on it, and they're going to put it up again for ballot.
Now our side is going to have to go. We're going to, you know, should we? We're going to have to do the initiative to take it back to the way it was supposed to be. So this is just the beginning. The fight's not going to be over with. We have to be much more aggressive, and be on the offensive with this, because the enemy is here and there. Again, this is a fight between light and darkness, good and evil. It's between the seed of Satan and the seed of the woman.
Yeah, I know. I read the Bible. I've been reading the King James for 50 years. But now, here's the issue. The issue is a separation of church and state. Now, where do they get the separation of church and state? So now what's happening is they're lying to the kids, and they're convincing them to get these sex change operations for mutilation through lies. So for
50 years, I've been preaching on the radio, telling people, if you love your children, get them out of the public schools. If you love them, get them out. In the early days of that, they come after me, the newspapers, and for doing that. But Martha Lippitt and I, we were the ones that really pioneered the homeschooling movement here in Ohio all the way back in the early 70s.
So
and you know what, Pastor, you were right.
So they're preaching the separation of church and state, which where do they get this? And this is
well, Jan said it's come. It's right from the pit of hell.
Separation of church and state, and you know, I wrote a book, and I'm going to deliver it to you pretty soon.
All right, very
you know,
good, Leonard.
If you want to read it, you could read it. Otherwise, you know.
Well, I'll take a look at it. We do. I literally have over 10,000 books. People are sending me books every day, but I do look at them all before.
No, I plan on coming there. What time's your service on Sunday over there?
We start at 8:30 in the morning with an in-depth Bible study, and then at about 9:45 we go into another in-depth Bible study. The regular service starts at 11:30.
All right, I'm going to try to make it up in a couple of weeks. I'm going to try to make it up there.
Yeah, come on up.
And,
yeah.
Thanks for receiving my call. God bless you.
Thanks. Thank you. All right, Leonard.
I just want to throw a couple 2 cents in here. I think that what's happened is what the enemy does is twist. All right, what Thomas Jefferson wrote a letter to the Danbury Baptist,
right,
and
right.
He says, "Hey, there's a separation that's meant to protect the church from the state." And so the Supreme Court latched onto that and says, "Oh no, we got to have a separation." No. God is the God of the government as much as He's the God of the church, as the God of the schools. He's either Lord of all or He's not Lord at all, and we don't lose our constitutional rights. God is not kicked out of the public square. He's the God that created the public square. He is the Lord of it all, and we cannot segment our Christianity and say, well, you know, I'm going to be a Christian within the four walls of my home. I'm going to be a Christian within the four walls of the church to go into some Christian ghetto. No, the whole point of Christianity is to be shared. We're to be salt and light in a dark and decaying culture. We're supposed to be living out this gospel by sharing our faith, by affecting the culture, and that's really where we are right now. If there's a twisting, there's a deception, and the way it's done is they're using out of state blood money, and they're using leftist money. They're basically trying to override the will of the people who passed these laws in the last 50 years, everything from parental consent, the partial birth abortion ban, that they want to override their will. These laws are vetted. They have hearings. They have debates. They have all kinds of testimony so that we get the best laws on the books. What they want to do is come in and buy their way for their radical agenda that they could not get through the legislature. They want to use the money and deceive the voters to get it. That's their national strategy right now. And they've got 18 states queued up ready to go next. We've got to stop it in Ohio so that these other states won't be steamrolled over. And I think I've said this before, that where this has been tried, we saw it recently in Michigan. They brought in the blood money. They deceived the voters. And now Michigan, which was once a pretty pro-life state, is now abortion till birth. They just retracted. They just repealed their partial birth abortion ban. That's how bad this is. And if we don't stand now, we're going to forever wish we had. We're going to wake up in a state that we don't recognize. And that's why I'm telling everyone I know to say no to the vote, no to the nightmare. It is a nightmare. It's to put the no back in November. No on one, no on issue two. This is where we need to be and say not on our watch. It's not going to happen here. And if we can stop it in Ohio, we can stop it. Everywhere else they're planning to go, and the next state they've got queued up is Florida.
And what they have to do in Michigan, they have to go back and they have to amend the Constitution again. They have to. Our side has got to be more active. And you're right. All of this dark blood money is coming in. This is right from the pit of hell. I mean, it's coming in from out from California, coming in from New York, from New Jersey. All of this dark bloody money. And phone lines are open at 888-677-9673. If you have a question or a comment, you know, and these people too, you know, these ACL lawyers, Anti-Christian Liars Union, that's what it is. And the Bible says in Revelation 21, verse 8, all liars, all liars, all liars will have their place in lake of fire. And boy, I'm going to tell you, these people are some liars out there. Those ads that they're running, you talk about deception, illegitimate ads that they're running. Unbelievable. And you know,
you can't watch a video on YouTube without one of these ads coming up. It's on every single video,
exactly,
practically.
Right.
It's in every break in a commercial. It's severe, but God is greater.
And I, you know, there's got to be these people need to be sued for that, for liable for what they've done. This is. But I guess, you know, whatever you do on the internet, you can do, right? I mean, it seems like there's no right, no law out there left anymore.
That seems what everyone is just, honestly, there's just this fatigue. There is no justice. Justice is a one-way street. I mean, look what they did to President Trump. Look what they're doing to him now. And yet, you know, all the documents were found in Biden. So we could go through the litany of all of the bribery, of the treasonous acts that are taking place, the theft from an election. This has been proven. This is you know, we just saw a judge overturn election accounts in
Connecticut.
State. I'm trying to remember what it was. They
Connecticut.
A Democrat judge overturned it because there was stuff in the ballot box. Hey, you know what? That's what they did in 2020. We see
everywhere
the fatigue. Yeah, and there's lawlessness. Truth has fallen in the streets, so we need to cry out to God, the God of truth that can remedy this. It's not beyond God's reach to rescue us. I mean, you got to remember, when we were founded as a nation, we didn't have a chance. We were up against the most powerful nation on earth. Only 7 to 8% of Americans at that time wanted to be America. The poll was less than 25%, but only 7 or 8% that participated in the Revolutionary War. God is famous for working through remnants, but we need, in this case, we need a majority vote, and we need to wake up the church to do it. And so if you're a pastor listening, I'm not trying to condemn you. I'm not trying to beat you up. I know it's a hard job. I know it's a tough thing. But this is the moment where you're going to either make a choice, whether you're going to obey God or whether you're going to bow to the fear of man, the fear of the government, the fear of any kind of backlash from the government. And I'm going to tell you, you have a right and a responsibility. The legal memo is posted at faith2action.org, F2A.org. Get a hold of that thing. Get that to your pastor. Again, we have one more day, one more Sunday to wake up the church, and this is it. It will not come again. This opportunity will not be presented to us another time in this battle. And we've got to stand up now and obey God rather than man.
Like Peter said, we must obey God rather than man. And who would have ever thought that you would see situations like with President Trump? You had that Chukin, where the judge declares President Trump guilty before there's a trial. That's what's happening.
Oh, they ran on that. They ran on impeaching him. They ran on going after him. This is where we are.
Yep. Let's go to Timothy. Timothy, you're in the air.
Yes, good evening. I'll be brief so that others will have a chance as well, but I've been listening, and I just wanted to throw my two cents in there. God bless Jan. God bless Pastor Ernie. God bless McTernan and Joe and everybody else that has been putting their boots deep in the sand and standing for righteousness' sake for as long as I've been listening. And I know you've been doing it yourself for 50 years, Pastor Ernie. And anybody else that's been listening for any length of time knows that the time is now. The time is now to draw your line in the sand. And, you stand on Joshua 24:15, all in capital letters, and make a choice. And it better be the right choice. And then you have to stand on Daniel 12:2, and you need to make a choice. You're either for or against. And then Ezekiel 38, we're in these days. We're in the days of sorrows, and this is Ezekiel 38 moment and a Revelation 13 moment and a Revelation 21 moment and the Sermon on the Mount moment and the Olivet Discourse moment. And, there's a lot of things going on. There's a zigzag moment, and you need to find out for yourself. You have to look deep within oneself and decide that the choices that you make now, you have to answer for someday. So make sure that you're choosing life, choosing righteousness, choosing patriotism. There's just such a lack and a dearth of patriotism all throughout the world, basically. People have lost their mind. You just flip on a TV every day, and this world is going to hell in a handbasket. And we need to have the Christian patriots all over the world and every nation stand up for righteousness' sake. And what's going on in Israel, hopefully there's going to be some revelation and a great awakening. It's Yeshua or bust. You either are going to accept Yeshua as the Savior or you're going to rot in hell. So hopefully that this stirs up a great awakening all throughout the world. That all these nations that are watching this going on, and they're looking to America and they're looking to Israel, and the Bible's clear that all will come against Israel, and we know what happens when that takes place. The mighty right hand of Yahweh is going to slap them down. So just make sure that your lamp is filled, your wick is trimmed, and you keep...
You've got it, Timothy. We got to move on, but right now you're seeing, and again, we warned Israel in the beginning, remember, not to trust Joe Biden. And Joe Biden, he has to, by his very nature, he's going to betray Israel, okay? But we have to do this, too. We have to realize what is Israel, not because, like Paul says and like the Lord Jesus said, not all of Israel is really Israel, okay? And the Israel, just like America here today, they have the very same problems that we have. But they've always been a stiff-necked people. But in the Israel, there's a remnant, and the remnant's very clear in Zechariah chapter 13, starting, you know, with verse 7 through 9. It's very clear who the remnant is. And so, again, this is why my people perish for lack of knowledge. You have so many people out there today have got no idea that the vast majority of those people that say they are Jews are not, but they're of the synagogue of Satan. That's what, this is what the Bible teaches. The Bible teaches very clearly the distinction between the seed and the sons of Abraham. And folks, it's the very same thing with the church. The vast majority of those that have a profession of faith of salvation do not have a possession of salvation, the vast majority of people out there today. So the true church is really a remnant in America. But that's the way the Lord Jesus has always kept it. There's always been a remnant, huh? So
there is. You know, I just texted a friend of mine in Israel today that God is their Iron Dome. God does fight for Israel, and we need to stand for Israel because we stand with God, and God is for Israel. So that's something we need to do, and we need to stand for God for life. God is pro-life. He's the one that said to choose life. He's the one who formed us in our mother's womb. He's the one who wrote in stone, thou shalt not kill. This is coming down to obeying God or not. And this is the moment. We've got 3 days left, four now, I guess. And what we've got to do is reach out in every way you can to the influencers, to those pastors behind the pulpits right now. Take that memo. Go to F2A.org, download it, hand it to them. I handed it to two of my pastors and said, here, this is what you're allowed to do. It's pretty much anything. You can speak on that. You can speak from the pulpit and say, vote no to the nightmare. Put the no back in November. Stand for righteousness. Stand for life. Stand for God. Because, again, this is a time for choosing. This is to decide which side are you on. The lines are being drawn at this moment. And we're going to find out very soon whether they're wheat, whether they're tare, whether they're sheep, whether they're goats, whether they're going to stand for God or they're going to bow to man. And I'll just say this: this is the moment. This is the moment to stand and to be counted. Even if you've let it go, you haven't spoken up the rest of these weeks. It's all right. There's still another chance to stand up now and to stand up forcefully. If you want someone to come to your church, I'll come. I'll come to your church. We'll send speakers to your church. We can't cover it. But call the radio station. What's that number again, Pastor?
888-677-9673. And we're going to go ahead and take... let's go ahead and take Lou. Lou in Michigan. Go ahead, Lou.
Okay.
Yes, I want to thank you for everything you folks have done. I'm 100% behind you. Always have been. And the only thing I want to say as far as the church goes, rejoice in the Lord, and again, I say rejoice. That's one thing we can all do in these dark, gloomy days. That's it.
Well, thank you very much. You're absolutely right. All right. And with that time, we're up against it right now. How much time do we have there? Okay, John, you've got 5 minutes. Would you give a closing prayer and always, you know, again, pray, and folks, between now and Tuesday, you need to pray without ceasing. Go ahead, John. What happened to John? All right, yeah, we just lost our John. Well, there you go. Well, I'm going to do it then. Heavenly Father, Lord God, as we come before you right now tonight, Lord, you've raised us up for such a time as this, and we're here, Lord. And you said, who should I send? And we're here saying, send me. Now, our prayer, Father God, tonight especially, is that you would prick the hearts of the people out here tonight, Lord, that you would send them, that they would go and you would raise up bold and righteous people. Lord, we need a revival. We've been asking, and Father God, we're calling upon your name. You told us to be doers of the word, and we're here. We're doers of the word. And, Lord, I can say I can honestly say we've given it nothing but our best. We've given it nothing but our best in all these years as we've tried. So, Lord God, we are asking you right now, Father God, we're asking you to come against the darkness. Lord, we know that some of the people in the August 8th when we voted, there were people that went to vote and they were told they couldn't because they'd already voted. We know that the opposition, no matter what, they're so corrupt. They're completely corrupt in everything. So we would ask, Father God, Lord, that you would come against all of those that come against righteousness, come against the truth. Lord, that we would have an election that's actually a fair election, Father God. Lord, and Lord, that you would put down this nightmare. And Lord, for the people out there, I'm asking, Lord, like the Apostle Paul said, he would turn over their bodies so that their souls wouldn't burn in hell. For these people out there, Father God, who are so callous, I say all the rich Democrats out there in Pepper Pike and going through these areas here, Chagrin Falls, Chicken Falls, that have these yes signs, they could care less. They're just wicked. Their hearts are cold towards you, towards in life. And I pray, Lord, that you bring them to repentance, lest they should burn. That you've told us in your word, Deuteronomy 30:19, I set before you life and death, blessing and cursing, Lord God. Father God, I would pray, too, that you would put a curse on those people till they repent, that you would bring them to repentance. These things we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
John, are you back?
Yeah, I'm here, Pastor Ernie. I went to pray, and then, boom, I was gone off the line twice tonight that happened.
Well, we know who's behind that, don't we? How much time do I have there? Okay, John, you've got 2 minutes to pick up where I left off.
Yeah. Father, we're before you pleading in the name of Jesus for for victory, Lord, for the sanctity of life, Lord. There's so much involved in this, so much involved. All the prayer that's gone up, your remnant, Lord, has been crying out to you, Lord. So, Father, Pastor Ernie was right. They do everything. They cheat, lie, steal votes, block votes. Lord, so you have to be lead the way in this. You have to have the breakthrough, Lord. We acknowledge the sin of the nation, the sin of the state. But, Lord, for the remnant's sake, we're crying out to you. We're crying out for victory on this election day, Lord, that we don't have to face the horror of living. I don't know if you could call it living if that thing becomes law. We don't accept it, Lord. In Jesus' name, we're asking for you to hear the prayer and to work mightily, Lord, so that the righteous will go out and vote in great numbers and suppress this evil so it cannot. It'll be like a plague, Lord. And we ask for this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. How many minutes? How much time? Jan, you've got 30 seconds. Go ahead to close tonight.
I would just encourage people to go to Faith 2 Action, Faith the number 2, Action, or F2A.org. You can give. I just bought 10 radio stations. We got a dozen more we could buy if we had the help. So contribute. Put your faith to action. Every bit of it goes to airtime. Get that memo for the pastors. Hand it to them. Before Sunday service, so that they can be obedient.
Thanks,
to God.
Jim. We're out of time.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
When I grow up, I want to work for a woke company. like super woke.
When I grow up,
I want to be hired based on what I look like
rather than my skills.
I want to be judged
by my political beliefs.
I want to get promoted
based on my chromosomes.
When I grow up,
I want to be offended
by my coworkers
and walk around the office
on eggshells
and have my words policed
by HR.
Words like
grandfather,
peanut gallery,
long time no see,
no can do.
When I grow up,
I want to be obsessed with emotional safety
and do workplace sensitivity training
all day long.
When I grow up, I want to climb the corporate ladder
just by following the crowd.
I want to be a conformist.
I want to weaponize my pronouns. What are pronouns?
It's time to grow up and get back to work. Introducing the number one woke-free job board in America, RedBalloon.work.